Westchester's Independence Party in June endorsed Democratic New Rochelle Mayor Noam Bramson for Westchester County Executive. Current County Executive Rob Astorino, a Republican who had the independence line in 2009, sought what is called an opportunity to ballot to try to capture the line in a primary. Westchester Independence Party member Richard Rhodes challenged Astorino's petition with a lawsuit. Rhodes alleged Astorino directed some of his political appointees to have their friends and relatives register with the Independence Party.
This is a civil racketeering action. When you are handing out jobs, when you are handing out patronage jobs, and you're asking individuals to work together to conspire to raid another party, that takes away the foundation of democracy, and it creates an unlevel playing field.
Here's Astorino campaign spokesman Bill O'Reilly.
It's ridiculous. I mean, first of all, I'm his communications director and one of his top political guys. And if that had been the case, I would have asked my wife to do that. I mean, she's a Democrat, but she would, I'm sure, gladly switch if that was the case.
He adds,
Obviously, people who were independent members of the Independence Party that had associations with Rob and supported him wanted to step in and try and help.
Rhodes says the judge ruled in his favor for the following reason.
It was unmistakably clear that there was blatant fraud on behalf of Rob Astorino and his cohorts to work together to try to take the Independence Party over and to change a fair result in the election in September.
O'Reilly says the lawsuit is about Astorino not handing out jobs to Independence Party members after the election.
The Independence Party, unfortunately, in Westchester County has become not much more than a patronage racket where the party line is effectively for sale, and the Independence Party officials try and, you know, grab patronage jobs from whoever they endorse. Well, in this case, County Executive Astorino said no, which I don't think they're used to, and so he's become their vowed enemy. That's what this is about, is that when push came to shove, Astorino chose the taxpayers over the leaders of the Independence Party. They don't like it whatsoever.
Rhodes says he brought the suit about 1 week ago.
I am the former vice chairman of the party. I had retired from politics, and I came out of retirement to help circulate the petitions for this election. And that's when I started realizing, shortly after the petitions were submitted, after reviewing the opportunity to ballot petitions, I then realized that there was fraud, and that's when I hired a private investigator, and that's when I submitted a letter of complaint to my chairman to investigate the fraud, and that's when I brought the lawsuit after the investigator came back, finding that there was fact.
Astorino appealed the court ruling, and an appellate court judge began hearing the appeal Wednesday. Here's O'Reilly.
We expect that we'll win that case, and we expect that there will be a primary on September 10th, and at that point, members of the Independence Party in Westchester can choose who they want.
Astorino has the Republican and conservative lines, Bramson the Democratic Independence and Working Families lines. Some 12,000 votes were cast on the Independence line in the 2009 election, an amount that could decide a close race. A Bramson campaign spokesman says no Republican has won countywide office without the Independence Party support since the party was formed in the 1990s. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.